what are some of your wilder ideas about kind of technological situations
should
in terms
be
of
happening?
Media technology are lying ahead?
Well, the vision I always saw as inevitable, and I still do, and I'm very attracted to it, and shall be sorry to miss it if I do, and that is, I can imagine the 20th century the next century defined by very huge spacecraft that cycle from the inner to the outer solar system. That seems to me the way to do it, to create these worlds which have, like, say, 80-year orbits that carry them clear out to Uranus and all these places, and to the inner solar system, and that these things are just self-constructed hives of human activity, and they invent their own raison d'etre at each point in these voyages, and there's travel between them, but largely they are city-sized or larger constructs, and that must be how it will work, powdering down asteroids. And I would really like to see a breakout in the next century. How long can we wait for star flight? I mean, how long before the contradictions in terrestrial existence just become too tearing, and you either have to go to some kind of fascism and really turn the screws, or things fly to pieces, you know?
Yeah,
but I really always felt, as a science fiction fan and all that, that starflight, that galactic citizenship was what you're aiming for. And even if you're the only fucking citizen, that's fine. But if you have to go up to the great council of the Talixilu or whatever that shit was in Dune. But yeah, this flinging ourselves around the solar system in enormous, that's obviously all doable. In other words, it doesn't require any rearrangement of the laws of physics. It requires that we don't all murder each other and we continue to pursue commerce. So this is reasonable in some level to expect. And there needs to be, I wish there were a face on Mars or something like that, that would drag the popular imagination. You know?
But I see strong movements in some levels for an imagination of Mars as a place to inhabit.
It seems like Mars is happening.
I mean, it's in the scientific imagination. It's in the high science fiction imagination. And why not? I mean,
yeah,
it's a pretty cool idea. I mean, it's insane, and it's like, I wouldn't go first.
Or 10,000th, brother.
Yeah.
Well, between that and what's out at the edge of the solar system, it seems to get quite exotic. And as what life is understood to be expands, it's all converging. I mean, there is mind under the ice of Europa. But there's a lot of complicated and hard to define and edgy shit from on the moons of Jupiter and Saturn.
What do you mean, like edgy shit?
Well, like hot water trapped in methane environments under deep ice. You know, there's this lake.
Oh, hot water and therefore something.
And complicated chemistry. And, you know, they're drilling into this lake in Antarctica that's under 4,000 meters of ice and has been there 20 million years and utterly undisturbed in total darkness this insane geological. And they're culturing stuff out of it, out of the mud that's been under there. It's alive. It's still alive. So
whoa, that's Cthulhu-y.
Yeah, isn't that
mountains of madness?
Yes, exactly. So, if I, you know, would be a great time to be a xenobiologist, or, and it could be Europa, it could be Titan, it could be Mars.
Well, that would just be what a fascinating encounter.
Yeah, that's a great wrap.
But that almost seems more likely. We encounter some kind of weird life form underneath, but it's not, you know.
Interesting.
Hi, we are from Orion.
We're not interested in you. We have no questions. We have no answers.